It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than getting fired for faux shizzle. Better than that. Better than that. You can join chat room, Denpan. Go to davincomedy.com. Click on my broadcast. Also, watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page. I think we have that squared away, although we do have an unstable internet connection. So good luck, everyone. I'm your host, Davin Roseblood. I'm joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip. And Joe is in the building. His building. But he'll be joining us momentarily. On the show, mistakes will get you shot in America. It's just, this is the land of no tolerance. A news anchor gets fired for using Snoop Dogg slang. School of Fools, and is the Bible too dirty for school? You sexy, sexy Bible, you. Turbulent air, and would you rather sit next to a toddler in a window seat or with adults in the middle seat? Joe had a strong opinion on that. He'll share that with us. Drunks in the news and a glass you'll not want to drink from. And scamming scammers as we resume with Mary. Last week, she left Joe and Pip a bit shaken. I was fine. I was also very tired.
Yeah, but we were upset.
You guys were. You guys were very upset. You guys had quite the conversation about it, which was nice. It was nice. But I was tired.
So, yeah, well, we just pretended you weren't there anymore. We're like, hey, what about that?
That's okay. That's all right. That's fine. That's fine. I don't have to be in every segment talking all the time. I certainly do not. I did something I don't do very often. I made a...
That leaves a lot of possibilities open, but go ahead.
you pleased other people besides yourself? No. I made a preemptive appointment for the doctor.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I am not the picture of health that I appear to be. You see this? You see this before you go, wow. That's a sexy son of a gun. How does he keep it all together? He must have some good insides. You would think. I know. I give off that appearance. But lately, chest pains and today, mowing the lawn and winded mowing the lawn. I'm like, are you friggin' kidding me? Now, it's a big lawn. But it was right when I started. I'm like, this is too much. This is no good. And, you know, and the heartburn, so you're popping the Tums. And now, you know, we have the blood pressure squeezy things, like, oh, well, now you have hypertension. Didn't used to have hypertension, but according to the stats, I got hypertension. I'm like, oh, all right, time to go to the doc. We got time to make a change. Time to, now I am a few pounds off my all-time high, but I am too heavy for my weight. Now, some of that is muscle, but not enough of it. I mean, I do lift weights, and I am toned in places, but I also have a slower metabolism now, and apparently eat more crap. So, change is coming. It sucks, man, when you like walk to the edge of your driveway, and I have quite a long driveway. And you go, huh? Why am I out of breath all of a sudden? That sucks.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh. I feel this too much, my brother. I understand.
Yeah, I think I'm a heart attack or a stroke waiting to happen. So that's kind of like not a great feeling. So fame.
Why do you think that? Because of the different things that they told you? Or because how you're feeling?
Well, I mean, because the heartburn, the occasional tightness in the chest, the out of breath.
That's worrisome.
Yeah.
Tightness in the chest.
I mean, you know, it passes, but it's like, huh, that's new.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm heavier than I've ever been. I even had a scammer call me fat, and she was trying to get me back. I don't know if she's trying to get me back. She's trying to get money out of me.
Yeah, I know. It's like I got news for you, honey. That's not the way.
she's like, you're fat, you're stingy, and a coward. I had to go back. I go, wait, you think I'm fat? That was the thing that concerned me.
Wait, stingy I can live with. Stingy, but wait a minute now.
Stingy's the whole point of the bit, sweetheart. You don't know it, but I know it. I'm here for the stingy. And the coward because I don't send you money? Well, I can live with that, too. The fat, though. That's what we got to talk about.
Yeah, that's the F word that really offends me.
Yeah, that most certainly does. And I'm like, what, you were never attracted to me? She's like, no, I was. I am. But I'm like, huh, she must think I got good eating.
Wait, but how hungry is she?
Now, it's another one of these ones where they, you know, a token of affection. Send me something because I'm bored. Here's the problem with this. Here's the problem with scammers today. I sound like Joe. Just take out kids, scammers for kids. They don't want to work. Every scammer, almost all these scammers are sitting at home. Oh, you know I don't work, honey. Yeah, so why is it my job to support your ass?
Why? Yeah. No. I know what you mean. It's like, Joe doesn't want to, like, support people that can't support themselves. I get that. But it's like, the laziness is untoward. I had no idea that people were just like, oh, I don't want to support myself. It's not just the scammers doing that. There's kids that are like, oh, I'm going to be an influencer when I grow up.
Yeah, but
oh,
they,
dear some, God.
Some of them make money, but these scammers, they're like, no, you know I don't have a job. I'm like, well, you do. It's an illegal job. You're doing it right now. You're just not very good at it. Like this is going to be a lost leader there, sweet tits. sugar nuts. This
jerk nuts.
I said sugar nuts.
Oh, sugar nuts. Oh, that sounds good, actually. Nice snack.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know it, but I know it. This is going to be a loss leader for you. But you're literally at your job right now. This is literally the career you've chosen. You're just not good at it. Which is not my problem. Oh, can you just send me some money for a Steam card? I'm so bored, and I want to play video games. You know what cleans up a lot of boredom? A job. Get a real job. You won't have time for that boredom. And when you are bored, you'll have money to buy your own Steam cards. You see how that works?
It works out to your advantage. See, not bored, have enough money to buy that for when you are bored.
Works
out really good.
Just once I want to scam her. Honey, you know I'm working two jobs and I still can't pay the rent. Can you send me something? Just once. Give me that scammer. You know what? Maybe I will send something.
Right? Somebody who is legitimately working their ass off and can't figure out how to make ends meet because this, that, and the other thing. It's like, okay, now you have my attention.
You know I'm working at the market by day and I'm trying to sew some clothing by night, plus what we're doing right now. So really, I have three jobs and I still can't pay the rent.
You know what? If you're hustling as a hustler,
yeah.
But if you're also hustling, you know, in life in general, I respect you more.
Yeah. Don't tell me you're sitting on your ass and you want me to send you money so you can start your business for your dreams. Because you know what I'm seeing? Somebody who doesn't have the hustle and the drive to make that business thrive. I feel like this will be a very bad investment for fake Davin and real Davin.
Incredibly bad.
Yeah.
I just find it really interesting when people think that, you know, like, look at how many people go on that TV show where they pitch their ideas. And what is that called again?
Oh, Shark Tank.
Thank you. And, you know, some of them have actual businesses they have already started. They have products they've created. Sure. They've given some thought to their marketing plan and their pitch. And meanwhile, these scammers, did you do any of that? You got a business plan, honey? I don't want
to
hear it.
That's what I try to do with them sometimes, but they're not as interested in it as I am.
No, I know. Well, I mean, you've tried to get them to, you know, go and get jobs and stuff, and they don't always take that in the spirit intended.
No, I am there for the, listen, I am willing to help better their lives, just not the way they would like.
I think that that's actually part of the grown-up problem, is that adulting, no, first of all, adulting is hard. We know this. Some of us find it harder than others, but adulting is hard. And then once you have the issue and you have your possibilities laid out before you, those are hard too. It's like there's a child in all of us that I'm pretty sure is there that is like one of the instincts when you first start something hard that goes, I don't want to. And the idea of being adult is you have to suck it up and go, but we do have to do this. So come on, let's go.
I mean,
and
yeah,
there's lots of people who still sit back with, I don't want to.
I guess, I mean, technically they are working. they are working. But, I mean, some of them I just feel like they're not even doing a good job with that, which is very disconcerting. Oh, I think Joe's broken. He's going with his name tonight.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, what? Did you break Joe?
I don't know. This is going to be serious, Joe. Suit and tie, Joe. He's going by Joe. Nope, still looks like he's going to break into your house. There he is.
Oh, all right.
It's Criminal Joe with his real name. That's a shock.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, Joe. How
are you? Apparently, Joe ran out of Asian people to insult with his fake Asian names.
I get a chance to think of a new one. I was going to use an oldie, but I'm like, I'll be me.
Yeah. You know, for a change, it's nice to see you. I prefer it, as a matter of fact.
Here I am.
Yeah,
terrifying thing ever.
Ask me again in another hour and a half how I feel about it, but for now it's quite pleasant. So
right, wait until the arguing began.
Nah, no arguing here.
I don't think there's anything to argue about tonight. I mean,
no. I mean, listen, there's always something to argue about. I mean, you know, maybe.
Wait a second.
Maybe
I know that this. Sorry.
What? Talk.
No, I was just going to say, I know this isn't on the menu, but what do y'all think about Tucker Carlson?
All right. Here's what I think about Tucker Carlson. The most hilarious thing is I see some comments and people like, but he was the only guy on Fox News that told the truth. And I'm just like, you dumb motherfuckers. There's literally two court cases. One in which the Fox News lawyer said, you'd be a moron to believe this liar. And another one that got settled for close to $800 million that said showed what a two-faced son of a gun he is. What do I think about Tucker Carlson? I don't know. I mean, it's a little, why him? I mean, I know they have another lawsuit coming from this producer, so that must be really bad. Like, Rupert Murdoch must say, there's some really bad stuff in here. But I don't know why you would cut bait with him before that gets settled. Wouldn't you want him there? And you also have a $2.7 billion lawsuit coming that's in the discovery phase from another one of these voting machine companies that was in Texas. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you really want Tucker Carlson in business for himself? I would think it's probably better to have him under that Fox umbrella, snuggling up to that 93-year-old bosom, if you will, or 91-year-old bosom. I don't know. So
anybody's bosom that old is not sounding like something that goes with the word snuggle.
Here's the thing. Fox News isn't going to miss a beat. Tucker Carlson is not some type of content genius. He's not somebody who's like, wow, what a real talent. Bill O'Reilly was more talented than Tucker Carlson ever was, and they got rid of O'Reilly when the lawsuit started mounting up, and O'Reilly went off the platform, and you never hear of him now. It's basically the platform. It's a great...
Well,
It you know, also when controversy strikes, a lot of times the top guy will go. I mean, you know, I'm not a Tucker Carlson fan, so I could care less. But you know, you look back and see what happened. I mean, Matt Lauer, he got rid of him when those allegations came out. You know, he's like, "I'm Matt Lauer." Yeah, you're also out of here. You know, he was the top of that. It didn't go any higher than that. He got out of his ass. You know, on a smaller level, I mean, when Anthony Cumia went through that whole thing, I mean, Opie and Anthony were number one, and they let him go. So the corporate entities don't really care where your stature is. If there's controversy following something, they really want to get rid of it as soon as they can. I think the way cable news is now, I mean, and the funny thing is, Tucker Carlson's thing, I mean, he did march the company line going with that narrative when he really didn't believe it, but he did march to the company line, you know, and that's the thanks he gets, but that's corporate.
Let's not blame Fox News for Tucker Carlson being a two-faced, sniveling, little lying bitch. He was that long before he went to Fox News. It just paid handsomely and rewarded him with great ratings. This was not a man of great integrity or an upper lip. So, listen.
Well, I never liked him because I don't think he's that likable. And number two, when he was debating, he never gave people the chance to say their piece. Now, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, and whatever the topic is, whether I agree with the other person's opinion or not, let the guy speak. Let the guy say his piece.
That's enough out of you. That's enough. I'm going to shut off your mic. Go on.
On this show, you know, I'll say my piece, whether you two agree with it or not. Most of the time you don't, but nonetheless, I get to say my piece.
We only disagree with you when you're so wrong.
I let you spell out the whole thing and then I rebut. He didn't do that. I didn't like that. I don't think it was good to give the other person, an honest take of what he wanted to say.
Yeah, but the viewers don't want to hear what the other side has to say. As for Fox News, they're not going to change. They're still going to be a bunch of liars who have the most uninformed audience because they're not telling them what's really going on. And they'll plug somebody else in, and Tucker will go to Newsmax or whatever the other one is.
OAN.
Thank you. OAN. You know, Tucker will, he's not going to disappear, but Fox News is still the biggest platform for that type of thing, because it's still on all the basic cable channels and it's still the number one, I'm going to use this word loosely, news network. So, you know, listen, Fox News is going to be better off than Tucker Carlson is. Now, Tucker Carlson is still going to be collecting, I'm assuming, his money. You know who else got released yesterday? Don Lemon. Don Lemon got released.
Yeah.
Now, I like Don Lemon on his, like, evening show when he had, like, the 10 o'clock hour. And it is bromance with Chris Cuomo, who's also gone. I enjoyed Don Lemon then. I did not enjoy him in the morning, and apparently he's been abusive to people and disrespectful to his to co-hosts. And, you know, again, he's got a lot of years left on the contract, and the ratings weren't there. That's the difference between Fox and CNN. Fox just got rid of the host of the top-rated cable news show. Again, using news very lightly. CNN and their morning show, they're not doing well with that. But listen, at some point, you can't be an ass. That's basically what it comes down to. Now, if I'm Sean Hannity, I maybe make sure I don't treat my staff like shit. I don't know if he does. I have no reason to believe that Sean Hannity does or Laura Ingraham does. I'm not saying they do, but if they do, they might want to start making nice to their producers and their associate producers, or their rear ends will be next.
Yeah. And, you know, and like I said, a perfect example was Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer, I mean, he was abusive. He was misogynistic, and he was a problem, but he was also the biggest cog in the wheel. You know, and upper management, they called him and you got to go. I'm Matt Lauer. Yeah, you're also fired.
Yeah, and these networks do fine without their stars because we're so trained to tune into whatever we're going to tune into. I mean, how many co-hosts has Kelly Ripa had? Right? I mean, you know, Ryan Seacrest just left. I think it was Ryan. Ryan Seacrest just left there. You know, she was with Regis. I mean, that show, and Regis had a bunch of co-hosts. They keep on perpetuating. Because really, I mean, there's a formula for all this stuff. And it's not, you know, once you figure out the formula for what the people you want to reach like, they just plug in somebody else. So they'll Fox News will plug in some other blowhard into the 8 p.m. hour. You know, maybe they'll take somebody from in-house. Maybe they give that to Jesse Waters. I mean, he's thoroughly unlikable, so he would fit in right now.
Yeah, I think the odds are on Jesse Waters, but I don't think they're that, you know. It's like, well, if we have to, you know.
Listen. Greg Gutfeld's show is the number one late night show, but the show is utterly unwatchable. Why is it? Why is it the number one late night show? Because all the conservatives are going to go there because they think the other channels, maybe rightly or wrongly, I don't know. I don't watch them enough to give a shit. Are all going to like skewer the Republicans? So they go to Gutfeld. Who's going to skewer the Democrats, which is fine. It's just an unwatchable show because he is so unlikable and cannot deliver a joke. It's just like Anthony. I don't agree with any of his politics and he doesn't agree with mine, but the man can deliver a joke. You could go there to be entertained.
I mean, still the people that they have on now, you got Jimmy Fallon, you've got DeVito, Joey's on there. You know, you've got comics on there that are smart, crisp, and knows how to deliver a line.
They do, but you can't. You're not going to outshine the show that's named Gutfeld. There's no way for them to outshine Greg Gutfeld. And I mean, listen, I don't know if any of the joke. I used to hear smart conservative comedy. I haven't. I mean, you do some interesting things, but I don't really consider you a conservative comic. It's just a little bit of what you do in your act. The rest of it, you know, just about you and, you know, what you're dealing with, which is what a lot of us do. But I mean, it's been a long time. I don't really watch that much comedy, but it's been a long time since I've seen a smart conservative comic. I'm certainly not getting it on the Gutfeld show. Now, it doesn't mean that the writers on there aren't smart. I'm not saying that, but it's not really a way to showcase yourself. It's just very smug. Now, I know a lot of liberals are considered smug and sanctimonious, and justifiably so. But Greg Gutfeld might be the most smug of them all. I mean, they'd be better off with somebody like, they're not going to put Anthony on for all his foibles, and that's fine. But somebody that's funny, somebody that can laugh at themselves, you know. Somebody who, you know what, I'm going to make fun of somebody else, but you can also make fun of me. I mean, that makes you a little bit endearing when you're smug, but whatever. The show's not geared for me. I mean, they could put Gutfeld in there. Kilmeade co-hosted it last night. I don't know what they're going to. They're certainly not going to put a news program on.
I think the reason you don't like it is because basically it's a very, you know, it's a very right-leaning show.
No, that's not it. That's not it.
No, let me fit on. Maybe another reason you don't like it is because, like, some of the material, you know, you don't like the writing on it. Some of the jokes fall flat. Like I said, with all the fucking writers running around that place, you know, I mean, it's at least Gutfeld could be funny. I mean, like, you got Jimmy Fallon, you got, you know, Joe DeVito and stuff like that, which add to it. I think my friend Lori Palmentary is actually writing on that show, too, now. So
yeah, but you have material, which I vehemently disagree with. It doesn't mean it's not funny. You can at least deliver it. So I don't know if it's the delivery or the writing, but it has nothing to do with it being conservative. No, I wouldn't be tuning in. I don't tune into any of this stuff. The only one I watch is The Daily Show on the DVR, and really that's probably out of habit at this point. Although some of the hosts are good, and some of the writing is definitely good. No, but I mean, he's just not good. He wasn't good on The Five. Greg Gutfeld is just not talented. I know. Greg Gutfeld is perfect if you want to own the libs. Okay, that's fine. I'm looking for talent. You can own the libs.
You know what though? Sometimes there are a contingent of people that you don't like that people do like. And I'm not scolding. I'll give you an example. I went on Anthony's show last week, and E-Rock, Eric, the producer, Eric has been in radio for decades. And during the break, I grabbed him. I said, hey, I got to ask you a question. How does Curtis Sliwa stay on the radio over at WA? He's unlistenable. He's awful. He's on always. And, you know, Eric was telling me, he goes, well, it's a private, you know, it's a private station. You know, John Cassavetes runs it, so there's not really a big thing. But and the key thing is, he goes, believe it or not, there is a large contingent of people that do like him and keep the ratings on and keep are able to keep him on the air. And like I said, you know, I think that he's totally unlistenable, awful, horrendous.
People listen.
The only reason I listen is I'm just trying to wait to get to Bill O'Reilly's message in the morning. Or if he's in the corner, I'll turn the station. But, you know, you do have people there that keep it rolling.
I think most people listen to it out of habit. And Curtis Sliwa is not. You're tuning into Curtis Sliwa because you agree with Curtis Sliwa. You know, none of these hosts are going to challenge their listeners. I like to think I challenge what people expect me to say, because I say things that you wouldn't expect me to say. I don't always side with the liberals on stuff, but most of these shows aren't gonna do that, especially on Fox News. You know, what's his face? Greg Gutfeld isn't gonna call out the conservatives. He's not that guy. A conservative's gonna call out conservatives. Doesn't really work there. They work at CNN or MSNBC. Fox News is just about towing the party line, and the party line is whatever Rupert Murdoch decides is good for business. It used to be don't support Trump. Then it was support Trump. Then it was don't support Trump. And it looks like it might be support Trump again. You know?
Well, it's always been whatever's good for business. You know, I mean, since the advent of cable network, you know, it's always been what's good for the simple reason is these guys would only have to fill up 12 hours a day, or the news came on once or twice a day, and that was it. Then there was a test pattern. When cable news came out, they had to fill out the whole damn day. You got to think of something, and you have to. And if you're finding a narrative that works and it's a revenue stream, you got to do what you got to do. I don't think it's right, though. I mean, if you're starting to slant the news, you know, for your own benefit, for your own profit, I don't think that, you know, I think that you're doing a disservice. Then they can turn around and go, all right, you peep the fucking lights on, you know. So, it's like the same thing with comedy. I don't like all these people, you know, these young guys, they're not funny, these TikTok. All right, why don't you help pay the rent at the club? Why don't you pay the mortgage and the tax, you know?
Yeah.
There used to be a clothing store in the Northeast, Sims. I don't know if you guys remember Sims.
Oh, Cy Sims.
Cy Sims.
Oh, yeah.
And their commercial always used to be, our best customer is an educated customer. That is the opposite of Fox News. Our best customer is one that is kept completely in the dark and tunes to us 24/7. And I get it. That's fine. That's their business model. I just think it's repulsive and reprehensible.
Well, you gotta remember something. It's in the macro sense. Look, we look at the news. We discuss it. I mean, chit chat. We just discussed, you know, the whole thing with Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon and stuff like that. You know what? Because we do a lot of news stuff on there. We go on other people's podcasts and do the news. We discuss the news on our act, but we like it. You know, we like it. We wouldn't be doing this for 12 years if we didn't. So that's our thing. But a lot of people don't. They work. They go in the car. They listen to music. They do this, and then they go. You know, and then they listen to where their base is, and there they are. You know. As a feel-good moment, you know?
You know, it's interesting. When I talk to the radio guy who I've been dealing with for a while, and he's telling me about all this stuff, not only do I not really know the radio industry, I don't listen to talk radio. I just don't. I know I do it, but if I certainly don't listen... I certainly don't listen to political talk. I don't listen to much of the entertainment talk. If anything, I'll listen to sports talk, but even that gets annoying. I just don't listen to it. Now, I know people do, thank God, but I don't. But that's all right. I don't watch a lot of stand-up comedy anymore. So, you know, I'm the wrong one to ask, you know, why are people tuning in? I could not tune into something as mindless as Fox News. Now, I will say this. When Donald Trump was president, I did enjoy tuning into Don Lemon or Joe Scarborough to hear them rip him apart. I'm not going to lie. I knew what they were doing. I couldn't watch that all day. But when my phone is constantly going off with alerts, you know, headlines from news sources about, you know, what Trump did, and every morning, every couple hours, what did stupid do now? Which is what I used to think with Donald. What's stupid up to now? And then I would tune in. I'd feel a little bit better because news people were making fun of him. But now it's back to normal. We got a boring guy in the White House. And if he loses, I hope we have a boring Republican in the White House. I've said that for a long time. I don't need my president to be entertaining. I need my president to have his head in policy and working with allies and trying to better my life and my fellow Americans' life. I don't need him trying to make, you know, Twitter headlines. But that's me. A lot of
people. I really need him to be reading the intelligence reports every day. That's what I want.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? America likes to be entertained. And listen, Donald Trump was certainly very entertaining. The most entertaining we've had since Bill Clinton, to be honest with you. And both of them were entertaining for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, when we were discussing it, I forgot who they had a commentator on this morning. I was listening to the radio. Because with talk radio, I listen to talk radio when I'm in the car. You know, I never watch it at home. I rarely watch it at home. But it's on the car all day because basically you do get both sides. There are things I disagree with, even if it's on a channel that I like. But you know, they were talking about, you know, the whole thing with DeSantis running against Trump. And the consensus is people like a dog and pony show.
Yes.
Well, I mean, and the politicians that can provide a dog and pony show are the ones that do favorably. Me, I want to hear about policy. I want to, you know, I don't want a dog and pony show.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you're not getting that out of the the candidates that are leading the way. DeSantis is doing a different type of dog and pony show with his culture wars, and you've seen him drop steadily in the polls, like I told you he would, because he's got nothing. And if he has the audacity to run for president, I look forward to Donald Trump eating him up and spitting it out, him out. And you know what I think of Donald Trump, and you know what I think of him as a debater. I think he's really easy to.
But you know, another thing, and I was talking to my buddy Matt about it at the club on Sunday, the religious right and the pandering to the religious right. The story that we did last week about the abortion pill, okay?
Which story was that? Refresh my memory. I'm sorry. My memory stinks.
We had the whole thing where they were going to stop giving out the abortion pill because the judge ruled that the FDA did not do enough research.
Right. Okay. Thank
so they're going to do that. So I was talking about that, and I'm like, and we were discussing the whole right, and the religious right. They have this judge, right-leaning judge, and they tell him, all right, and this is my take on it. We could go about doing this pill because it has nothing to do with the Constitution. It has to do with the FDA, and we're protecting everybody because we didn't feel the FDA did enough research, and that's our end. How could you be so stupid? Didn't you see what happened? A constitutional decision they made on abortion that cost the midterm. Now you're going to double down with this pill, which you really have a baseless argument on. You're going to go with the FDA. Well, the FDA didn't do enough research. The pill has been out for 20 years, okay? And the negative effects have been minimal, and the reasons you're giving are nonsense. Oh, by the way, we have to make sure the FDA does the research. Really? We just had vaccines pushed on us. Well, how did the FDA? Don't worry about it. We're rushing it through. That we put through that way. So don't sit and tell me, right-wing extremists, well, the FDA, bullshit. And you want to know something? We're going to lose again because you're not thinking correctly. If you want to argue about the Constitution, you can argue till the cows come home. But you're going to push the pill and try to, on the FDA thing, you've got to be out of your mind. You've got to start thinking.
Let me tell you something, and I said it last week. Forget about all the gerrymandered districts because there's nothing you could do about that. The right is going to get their ass kicked again if the Democrats are smart, which generally they're not. So here, generally, nobody could shoot themselves in the foot with the Democrats, which is hard because they really don't like guns, but they get them to shoot themselves in the foot. But if the Democrats are smart, the consensus is, and now you hear the Republicans, they want a national abortion mandate. You're gonna get them on that, and you're going to get them on guns, because I'm telling you what, and we're going to talk about guns later on. And so I don't want to get into it too much now, People are sick of, like, of the Republicans wringing their hands. Well, people die all sorts of ways. Yeah, you're going to get booted out of office in one special fucking way. People are sick of it. Yeah, at some point, you got to listen to the people if you want to get elected. I know they try to make it so that they don't have to listen to us. I know they do that. And they're very good at that, too. But at some point, people go, I don't like the quality of my life. We'll get more into that later on. But, yeah, all right, yeah. So as far as Tucker Carlson, you know what? He's going to be fine. He's never going to be the star he was now. It's just not going to happen. It didn't happen for Glenn Beck when he started The Blaze. He was never as big as he was on Fox News. Didn't happen for Bill O'Reilly when he was forced out and he started his own platform. I mean, you know, so Tucker Carlson's never going to be big.
He'll never be as big as he was, but he's not going to be begging on exit 64 of the expressway either. He'll find a paywall. He'll do just fine, you know, and he'll move just like Tucker Carlson, just like Hannity has, you know, and you have guys like Joe Rogan, not that he's in politics.
Not Hannity. Hannity's on Fox. You don't mean Hannity.
No, I don't mean Hannity. Did I say Hannity?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, then I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I blew it. So he'll be just fine. He was the sacrificial lamb for everything that's going on at Fox. I heard on the radio that there were people at Fox that said he was difficult and he was, you know, he was a prick.
Right. Now, all of a sudden that comes out now that he's gone. He's difficult. But here's the thing about Fox News. And apparently there's a really bad culture there. You know, it was fostered under Roger Ailes, and I guess it's just continued. Because when people get out of there, you don't hear that every place. It just seems like there's so much misogyny and maybe some racism. It just seems like a really terrible place to work. But whatever. Listen, you're getting the paycheck. I don't blame you. You know, you got to pay the rent. I get it. So whatever.
Yeah, I mean, as far as people coming out against Tucker Carlson and his behavior at the network, well, it's always easier to bag on somebody once they've left the place where you have to go and see them every day. I mean, you know, when somebody leaves, it's like, yeah, you can talk behind his back, but, you know, you're not going to do that when you have to deal with him every day and work together. So, of course, the stories come out now.
I look forward.
One more thing about your base and how you play to your base. There was on The View yesterday, they made the announcement that Tucker Carlson was fired, and they start celebrating, and they're happy, and they couldn't be contained. And then people are going, well, we should be fired from the show about their take on Carlson. No, they shouldn't. That's why you watch that show.
I think people that are celebrating Tucker Carlson's demise don't understand the machine that Fox News is. Listen, they showed how replaceable he is when they fired Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly had the number one show in all of, like, cable news. Maybe in all of cable. Could be in all of cable outside of sports things. So, listen, I guarantee you Rupert Murdoch will find somebody else to fill that slot, and the liberals will despise this person,
yeah,
too.
But like I said with The View, to me, it's a bunch of hen house liberals. But I want them fired about what they said. How the fuck do you think they're going to respect? You want to know something? I expect it from them. That's why you tune in. That's their bread and butter. So all they care, of course they can say that. That's how they pay their mortgage, you know? It's ridiculous.
Well, I think it was Anthony who told us years ago when I first met him, that, like, he was talking about, like, he hangs out with some of these people at Fox News, or at least did. I don't know what he does now. He goes, you think these people really believe this stuff? But it turns out they don't. And then we saw the text messages from, you know, with this Dominion lawsuit. Well, we saw the text messages. The average Fox News viewer did not see the text messages. But, you know, whatever. Joe, we lost your picture.
Yeah, I'm back.
There you are. Joe's back from space. All right. So, speaking of back, so Saturday night I had a gig, and while I was out, there was some nasty storms that came through the area.
Yeah.
Where was I
for the gig?
Yeah. Where was the location?
I was only a half hour away.
Okay. Yes. I was over in Jersey, down in Manasquan, and we were in the theater, and you could just hear the rain on the roof of the theater. It was coming down. It was nasty.
Well, I will top you. I believe our house was struck by lightning.
Oh, really?
I come home. Cable box isn't working. Completely out. Like, can't turn it on. The Blu-ray player is not working. That's completely shot. I would later, a couple of the lights upstairs were no longer working. They were supposed to have 5-year warranties. They were shot. I would later find out that one of my HDMIs, which is the output on the TV, the one that with the cable box was in, that's fried. And some outlets were out. So what the hell? So we had to call the electrician. Electrician's
God,
looking
God
around.
God probably thought it was Tuesday.
What?
Yeah. God probably thought it was Tuesday.
So So the refrigerator in the basement is out. That's outlet. The outlets in the garage are out. Then nothing's working. They're like, we can't figure out what's going on. So then one of them flips the GFI in the master bathroom. Everything was working again as far as the outlets. So so apparently that outlet in the master bathroom controls stuff all the way down to the basement, which we never would have figured out.
Let me tell you, a GFI, I mean, it's good. It's good to have. It's also code. But if something trips a GFI, you have to go find which outlet.
Yep.
Off the GFI, it's still, because I went through a hell of a time with one of my lights outside. I'm trying to find blah, 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 and I run around like a mental bay. Finally found out which one tripped what GFI. And it doesn't even like one near where the incident is, you know. It's a federal case.
Yeah, so $185 for the electrician. Free new cable box. That's not a problem. Let's see. I have to get a Blu-ray player. That'll probably cost me like $50. And one of our HDMIs doesn't work now. Fried.
Wow. Really? I mean, electricity lightning is particularly bizarre, and the way it travels even. My house got hit by lightning once and blew the top of the chimney off, as a matter of fact. Yeah, it was interesting. It was when Mr. Helix and I were just courting, and we were sitting in my house watching
just
TV.
Courting? Did he pull up in his carriage?
He did. That's exactly what we were doing.
Did he throw his cloak over the puddle so that you may cross?
Yes, he did.
What a nice man. What a nice man.
And he brought me a nosegay.
A what now?
A nosegay.
What's a nosegay?
It's a little tiny arrangement with like a flower and maybe like a filler flower or something. And it's just something for you to sniff and make your nose gay.
Oh, I thought it's when a dude does another dude in the nostril. Okay.
You know what? You'd have to be really tight. Oh, never mind. Anyway.
You'd be surprised at what I can accomplish.
Him and I had the pencil and paper. All right. Workshop.
I just never heard the phrase before. How are you? You know what I could go for? A nosegay.
Nosegay.
You know what?
Go.
I don't want a tush gay. I want a nose gay.
That's why I use that term, because I love you boys.
That's funny. That's funny.
Thanks, Pip. Thank you, Pip.
You're welcome.
Let's see, what else?
So we were sitting there watching television. I think we were watching some movie, and all of a sudden, and, you know, it was raining and everything, but all of a sudden we heard, bam! Sizzle, 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 and we're like, and the power goes out. We're like, whoa, I bet a transformer blew. And, you know, it was because my house got struck by lightning, and it blew my chimney off. So,
oh, wow.
We were like, wow, oh my God, that was pretty weird. So we're sitting there, we're just talking for a minute, like, boy, that was really weird, da da da. And all of a sudden, things start, like, popping back on, the electricity. We're like, oh, that's interesting. I wonder if they, what do they do? Do they reroute things? Whatever. Things are back on. We watched the movie, yada, yada, and then it was time for him to go. So, you know, I'm saying goodbye to him at the door, and he goes, there's a brick in the driveway. And look, there's a couple more of them by my car, and they were cemented together. We're like, then we step outside in the dark and turn and look up at my house, and you can see that there's not as much chimney as there used to be.
Wow.
Holy cow, yeah. Wow.
And we're like, oh, my God, it blew the chimney apart. And he was very lucky it didn't hit his car. But then we're like, what do you do? Do we call the fire department? Because lightning hit the house. It wasn't that long ago. So we're like, yeah, I guess maybe we should. And they're like, oh, yeah, you should. Yeah, we'll be right over. So they checked the house for hot spots.
What are they going to do? There's no fire.
I know, but they checked the house for hot spots and make sure that there isn't anything hidden. Nice. Because I lived on the bottom floor, and my brother and his family were on the top floor, so right. We hadn't even spoken to them yet because we were just like, oh, power went out. We didn't realize that lightning hit the house, you know, so wow. That was an interesting evening.
Wow.
It was loud.
You know what?
Yeah, was loud.
I come down near you. There was one night when I was a kid, the place I worked was about, oh, Jesus Christ, probably about 2 miles from my house, and there was a nasty storm coming in. And I'm like, I think I can make it. I got caught in the middle of that thing. I had a bolt of lightning come down near me.
Oh.
And I scared the shit out of me. I got home. I didn't get hit by light. I almost got hit twice. And I'm like, well, maybe I'm imagining it. All of a sudden, coming up my block is my buddy Alex on his bike. And he looks at me and goes, holy shit. He got stuck out in that damn thing, too. Yeah, it was nasty. I thought it was curtains. Then there was one time, I'm on the high-low at Defense Company, and there was a storm coming in. First time, I went back in, and I told my boss I'm not going to work until this thing gets done, because I'm on the high-low. Now, I'm in a yard with nothing around me. Around me is about 70 bundles of galvanized pipe. Bundles of galvanized pipe on the high-low, and I'm dry, and the storm is coming. And I see these bolt of lightning coming down, and I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yep, yep.
And my boss at the time goes, oh, did you finish loading the truck? I go, Sal, I ain't loading shit till this storm passes. Sorry. And first time I told my boss I'm not going to do something, I'm like, no way. That's just asking for it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've told you guys about the time that I was taking a summer school class, and we were finishing up, so we were celebrating. We were in a park, and the lightning storm came through with the hail and the rain, and we're all gathered in this little gazebo with tall trees around us. We're like, we're in the worst possible place. Worst place.
Wonderful.
But nobody's dashing for their cars because you have to, like, go out in a clearing and run to your car. It's like, thunder and lightning is all around, and lightning hit at least four trees around us and blew the bark at our feet, and we just lost
our
collective minds.
Yeah.
And that was as close as I ever would be to lightning ever again.
Yeah.
That, and hit my house later. I'm like, okay, you know what? No jewelry on me. Nope.
I tell you, there was a club down in Wildwood that I used to work down, the Comedy Casbah. And you would go down. It was good, man. You go down and hang on the beach. But if a storm is coming in off the water or coming in, you have to get off the beach. You can't think and dilly-dally, because the walk from the beach back to the road or the back to the boardwalk is almost like a three-quarters of a mile. It seemed that way. But, you got to get out of it, and it's a long fucking walk, too, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, it starts raining hard enough, I'm taking my earrings out. I am not playing with that anymore. Nope. Yeah.
The thing that was so annoying about everything blowing up is there was a surge protector on there, and it was a fairly new one, but the surge protector was like, nope, sorry.
I am not protecting shit. This is too powerful.
I would send
the
bill to the surge protector company.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I got to get a new surge protector, because once they're compromised, apparently that's it. But the weird thing is, like, my old Go video, which Joe knows about, was the VCR to VCR thing.
Oh, right.
I still have that. That thing's fine. The older technology's fine. It's the newer technology that can't take a punch.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Let's see. Also, want to congratulate my daughter on Thursday. she'll be inducted to the National Honor Society.
That's very fantastic.
Good, very good. Good.
Yeah, and apparently she's taking a college-level class in Washington, D.C. this summer. So,
well, wow.
Like American University, she's like psychology and what's the stuff in the brain? The neuropsychology?
Neurology.
Yes. So she's doing that. I was like, Jesus Christ. So, yeah. What's the stuff in the brain? She don't get her gray matter from her pop. I'll tell you that.
Oh, you're pointing to your head. I'm like, she's going to learn about peanuts?
She's taking a class about hot air? I don't understand.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. But perhaps you are neurodivergent.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I'm just not as smart as I used to be. And
she wants to go in the medical field? Does she want to go in the medical field?
No. He wants to go into psychology and graduate school. I said to my wife, well, you know, she better go to graduate school for psychology. Otherwise, it's a bullshit major. Just look at us. Two psychology majors that haven't done bupkis with it. Although I guess you could say I use it to a degree, not in a way that pays bills reliably, but I use it to a degree.
Well, I thought your wife was in computers. I thought she was.
She is. She is, but she was a psychology major.
That's too funny.
Exactly. So I'm saying we're not using our degrees completely. Although I did minor in political science, so I guess I'm using that here. Yippee skippy.
Okay.
There you go. That was worth it. And speaking of things that may or may not be worth it, I have finished the pilot. So now I gave a copy to Joe and Pip and a few others. It's interesting the feedback you get from people. You know, I think when you when you give a piece of art, we'll call this art, to people, they want to put how they would do it into it. You know, it's not like, well, what do you think of this? It's like, well, here's what I think of this. But more importantly, I think you should do this. That's what I am.
Because it's an opinion.
No, but like a friend of mine, he's like, no, you should really make this into a documentary. I don't want to make it into a documentary. I like what I've created. It's taken years of people telling me I should do something with it. And the thing I'm getting consistently back from the few people that have responded is it's funny. And that's good. I want it to be funny. One of the problems that happened with the thing that Joe and I were working on about Joe's life is it started funny. And then we would take jokes out. And then you try to put them back because there was just too many opinions. It started as something that was dark, but it was funny too. And then it just wound up being dark and not really funny. And I'm excited. I'm interested for you guys to read this because I started it in a very different way than you would expect a comedic pilot to start. I think and the way I started it is getting that's consistently I'm getting a lot of compliments on, and that was just something we added on Sunday. So I'm interested to get your feedback, but I don't want to take out the funny, and that's what people are saying that's funny, and it is funny because if it has to do with this show, no matter what we're doing, and the show is part of it. It's not about the show. But it's funny. I mean, you know, the even when we're nasty to each other, a lot of times it's funny. And the stuff with scammers is often funny. I mean, there's a lot of, like, for instance, there's an argument between Joe and I, which, you know, in one of the scenes. And I insult him, justifiably so, for the scene. And Joe says, there's a pause. Joe says, first, funny. Second, fuck you. because that's the way it would be. That's the
Yes. No, that's very true to life.
Yeah. Like if I hit Joe with a zinger when I'm pissed off, he's pissed off at me. We always give credit for the funny. The funny is always first.
also I always like when we're in a really, you know, a nasty. Well, I'm going to. No, you're wrong. How many times? No, no. take a break. So we go to the concert. We're gonna get the ticket.
I know.
I'm in for a ticket. If you're going, let me know.
Yeah. I know.
Well, Joe, funny you should mention it. I'm probably gonna go to Teaneck next week and on the Thursday if you're not working and see Mike Tramp of White Lion. Probably gonna head down there.
Yeah, I already did a gig with him. I know what it is.
Oh, all right, sorry, Mr. Rockstar.
it was a great show because he did. You know, I'm not a White Lion fan. However, it was a story. You know, if he does a storyteller show, it was really good because I stayed for the whole thing. It was really good.
I think he's doing from what I saw in interviews, he's felt like he hasn't really played the White Lion stuff the way it should have been played in years. He's not going to play it the way it is on the records, he says, because I just can't do that anymore. But he said, like, I never really had the band with me to play the White Lion stuff. It was mostly about his solo stuff. So I think it's gonna be more White Lion-ish, I guess.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing about it, Vito Bratta, the guitar player, just walked away from music. You know, you listen to Eddie Trunk talk about why. Yeah, he did, you know, Eddie Trunk talks to him for a little. He just walked away from music. I'm like, why would you walk away from music? And then I went to the storytellers thing with Mike Tramp, and he would tell stories when he, in the heyday, how the record company would treat them. And I'm sitting there, go, I know why I walked away. Yeah, I mean, they got treated like, yeah, you know, a lot of them did.
Yeah, I think I was reading, like, after the big album, they thought they were going to get treated one way by the record company, but everything was just kind of rushed, and they feel like the album just wasn't treated right or given the justice, and they couldn't create the album they wanted to create. But that was very – it still might be common, but it was very common back in that period.
They would put him out on tour, and the tours would suck, and he would be lame, you know, lame plays and stuff. You know, and they're like, trying to push a hit album or the second album, and then we're playing these bullshit gigs and blah, 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 you know, and the record company just dicked them around. So after the storyteller thing, I'm like, all right, now I know why Vito Bratta just said, fuck this, I'm out of here. I'm like, never coming back to this business again.
All right. So, and Jen, unless you have anything you want to talk about.
No.
Okay. So let's take our first break. On the break, we have new music by Andrew Young with I Don't Like Him, and we have new music by, Jesus Christ, my eyes are getting worse too. Pat, I'll tell you what, this age is really coming at me quick. I am not liking it. I was feeling pretty, pretty damn good 6 months ago. Shit's coming at me fast now.
and it only gets worse.
That doesn't help.
I gotta say, you know, I was thinking about it today. I turned 61 a couple of weeks ago, and it's a stigma to me because that's when my dad died, and, you know, he's missed. And I always thought what my dad was thinking throughout the years and blah, 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 you know. And I just look at 61 as just – I can't wait to hit 62 because it's like just I'm over a hurdle about something. I don't know why.
Yeah, but your dad didn't die of natural causes. Your brother is, you know, very old. You probably have good genes.
He went, and I think about my dad. I mean, he would go down to business in Statesville. He would go commute to the city. He was a controller, blah, blah. Meanwhile, I do this show. I go out to Hardy Har Har's. I got rehearsal and, you know, I see my old man doing a podcast, you know, and it's just, I don't know, you know, a very, very weird year for me.
I understand. My dad died at 61. I'll feel much better if I get past that.
Right, and I'll be fine for 60. I'll be fine for 62, 63, and 64. 65 will be major because now I'm 65. My mom died at 65.
My mom did too.
Yeah, you know, and my grandfather died at 65. You know, both. You know, the three of us were diabetics, so it's like, you know, I'm constantly thinking, and then I'm thinking, do I have all my shit together? I gotta put my affairs in order. Not that I'm planning on, you know, dying, but still, God forbid, if something happens, you know, who gets this house? Who gets this? You know, blah, 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 blah. Joanne's not entitled to shit. Yeah, I want the stuff to go to the grandkids up at the farm. You know, so there's a lot of stuff. So, yeah, it's, and you have to have all your Medicare, if you're going with Medicare or not, in order, or they start fining you for that shit, you know? So, yes.
I will give you two both words of wisdom. Delete your browser history. Okay. On the break, We have new music from Andrew Young with I Don't Like Him and Patty Reese with Lift Us Up. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. When we come back, oh, the mistakes we used to make as kids. Now they'll get you shot. And the mistake you made when you looked at that sexy, sexy glass and that Bible, that hot, sexy Bible. So many things to talk about.